May our lives be living prayer. Amen. One of Jesus' disciples recognized how important praying was to Jesus. And this disciple noticed that something good happened and could be tangibly felt after Jesus prayed. This disciple wanted that same understanding, that same tangibleness, that same experience of prayer that Jesus had. So the disciple asked, "Jesus, will you teach us to pray?" I'm reading Inwardly Digest, the prayer book as guide to a spiritual life by Derek Olson. And he shares that Christian spirituality is a path steeped in prayer. And our prayer life is meant to bring each one of us closer to God. We are also meant to model praying and encouraging others in their own spiritual paths. Then Olson asks, how do we get there? How do we measure our progress? And he suggests the most reliable guide is an honest appraisal of how we treat those around us. Because the habits of devotion foster in us the habits of virtue. We become transformed slowly and gradually towards the mind of Christ. That there is a purpose for all of this praying. We are doing this for a reason. There is a goal. We want to connect back to the God who calls us each by name. We want to align our priorities with God's priorities. We want to make our individual stories part of God's greater, larger, deeper story. We want to be transformed to be as Jesus is, so that we might love as Jesus does, so that grace we might better understand and express Jesus' love for us and for all of creation. When I was 10, my mom worked the midnight shift at the hospital, and often my dad would fall asleep on the couch in the evening. Usually, I went to bed when I was supposed to, whether my dad was awake or asleep on the couch on my own around 9. But for whatever reason, I had decided to stay up to watch some TV shows that were on as my dad slept. Then slip quietly away into my room afterwards. At least that was my plan. Our TV was a 12-inch black and white with bunny ears and no remote control. And this particular night, The Exorcist came on the television. I did not know what this movie, now available to watch on TV, was all about. It started out okay, but very quickly got very scary. I got so scared that I curled into the tightest ball of humanness on the couch that I could manage. And I was so scared of getting possessed by a demon that I would not get off the couch to turn the television off. And since I wasn't supposed to be up, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be watching this movie, I was afraid to wake up my dad. So there I was, frozen on the couch, wondering when this terrible movie was ever going to end. When my mom finally got home, I flew off the couch and I wouldn't let her go. And she asked me, "What happened?" And I told her, and eventually she got me to go to sleep in my room that felt super dark. For weeks, I would wake up and run to the bathroom to check my face, making sure there weren't any demons. And then I would pray myself back to sleep. And I did this for what felt like a year. I share this story because I prayed the Lord's Prayer and the Hail Mary every night, alternating back and forth between the two prayers until I fell asleep. I couldn't ask my parents for the comfort I needed, but these two prayers could. These prayers brought me comfort and soothing. That is the gift of prayer. I had these prayers memorized, and because I could say them on my own, I had internalized the meaning of the prayers. I trusted the promises within the prayers. These prayers were and still are an ingrained part of me. Praying shapes our believing. And when we believe that prayer has the power to change us and shape us, it does. The disciple who asked Jesus to teach them to pray grasped this, understood this, and wanted this too. So Jesus gave the disciples a prayer to hold within their heart, a prayer that says, God watches over us, forgives us, cares for us. Did you know that our Book of Common Prayer is steeped within scripture and within prayers? Within the prayer book is a section called the Daily Office. And the Daily Office is structured around two pieces of scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16b. With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Olson, again, he shares that the daily office is to guide us in prayer morning and evening, to begin and end our day in prayer. The essence of the daily office is to make our spiritual sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. By praying in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God, our hearts are lifted and our minds expanded to see the world imbued with God. As we take scripture into ourselves, we provide ourselves with the basic resources to pray without ceasing, and to keep God in the center of our lives. Prayer and scripture give us stamina to face the challenges of life, to offer thanksgiving for our blessings, to orient our heart towards serving others, to remember to love God, and to remember to love ourselves. We gain the assurance that Jesus has gone before us, goes with us, and will stand with us wherever we go. Prayer can soothe the soul of a terrified child and ease the heart of the dying and everything in between. Because within the prayers we have memorized is Jesus' promise of love and life everlasting. Amen.